So the Heilige Mishnah Vayitam Masechtas Nazir Perik Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph Mishnah Nizrak Olav Echad Min Adamim. This Nazir finished counting his Naziras. He started to bring his Karbanis, and they already sprinkled on the Mizbeach the blood of one of the Karbanis. So what could go wrong now? You always need Siyata D'Shema. You never know what could go wrong. In this case, what happened afterwards was Vinitma, this Nazir, became Tamei Meis before he finished being Mark of his other Karbanis. Rabbi Eliezer says, Soiser Es HaKoyel. Gotta redo all of his Karbanis. Even the Karbin that they were ready, Zoyrik the Dam. So you have to be careful over here how you touch the words. Rabbi Eliezer does not mean to say, explains the Vatanura, that he has to redo the days. Till now, when we use the word Soiser, most of the time it meant he loses his days of Naziris. Rather, here it means he has to redo his Karbanais. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that he even has to redo the Karbin? That they were already Zerik the Dam and everything was okay? That's because Rabbi Eliezer Lishitosai holds, when does the Nazir get the green light to drink wine? After he brings all of his Karbanais. If he became Tamei before he was Makriv all of them, that's the same as if he would have become Tamei in the morning before he was Makriv any of them. Okay, I want to understand this better. This is how the Rosh and Tosfos explain it, and basically I think that's what the Batanura is saying. What happened here again? This Nazir finished counting the days of his Naziris, started to bring his Karbanis. The first one, everything is fine. There was Zarek the Dam and the Mizbeach. Afterwards, he became Tomei. Zokt Rabbi Eliezer has to redo all of his Karbanis. Why would he have to redo the one that was good, but he wasn't Tomei? And the answer is, because Rabbi Eliezer holds, like we just said, that the Nazir only gets the green light to drink wine and to be Metamel Mason after he brings all three Karbanis, and he became Tomei before he brought all three Karbanis, and he won't be able to be Makar of the other Karbanis today because he became Tamei. So it turns out that we now know retroactively this day, when we look at the calendar date, this was not a day that he could possibly do everything he has to do to clear the way for him to shave his hair and to be able to drink wine. That means that the first Karban that he brought was brought during a day that he can't become Tahar. So it's as if the first Karban was brought too early. And that's the reason it's puzzle. So he's going to have to wait 7 days over here. That's how long it takes to become Tahar. And then he's going to have to bring not just the Karbanis that he couldn't bring, but even the first one also. Because unless you have the entire set in one day, the first one doesn't count either. Zayat Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim, Maimer, and the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no. He got in one Karban, there was Zarek, the Dam, everything was okay. He only became Tummy afterwards. Yavi Shar Kabinois of a Yitter. What this means is, as the Batanur explains it, let him wait 7 days, become tar. It takes 7 days. He has to be sprinkled with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Paradum on day number 3 and day number 7. Then he's good to go. Let him just finish off the Karbanais after he becomes tar. Even though the Mishnah says first Yavi Shar Kabinois of and then Viyitar, but the Batanur says that can't be. You can't bring Karbanais if you're Tommy. What the Mishnah means to say is, after his Tahari, he can bring the rest of his Karbanis. Just continue from where he left off. He doesn't have to re-bring the first Karbin. The reason that Rabbanan hold, he doesn't have to redo the first Karbin, is because that Rabbanan hold, that the Nazir gets the green light to drink wine, to shave his hair, right after he's makar of the first Karbin. Doesn't have to be makar of all three. Memela, when he was makar of this first Karbin, he was already roi l'tiglachas. It's not like he brought it before the time. This was the time. Fine. Okay, he has to bring two other Karbanis. He can't bring it now, so bring it when you can. Amrulai, says the Mishnah Vayita, the Chachamim bring a Maisa to support their opinion. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa, there was a story by Miriam HaTarmoidis, by Miriam from the city of Tarmoid. She was an Azira. She nizrak aleo echod min adamim. She taka brought one of her Karbanis. They were Zoyrik, the Dam. They came and they told her news, Albita, about her daughter, Shaisa Misukenes, that she was in great danger of leaving this world. V'holcha, she went to her daughter, Umatza, and she found Shemesa, that she already passed away. That was the situation. And she became Tami then. V'yamru chacham, so the chachamim said, the chacham of that generation said, Tovi sharka ben esel v'titar. After she's metayer herself, she should bring the rest of her karbana. She does not have to re-bring the first karban. So you see that the halacha is like the chachamim. Sakta batru, and takad halacha is like the chachamim. Okay. Chazing over our Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Nazir finished counting his Naziris. He started to bring his karbanas. They were Zoyrik the Dam, and afterwards he became Tamimes. Rabbi Eliezer says, got to redo that first karban also. That's because Rabbi Eliezer holds, until you bring all the karbanas, you don't have the green light to do the teglachas. So if he became Tamei that day, and Mimele he can't bring the other karbanas because he's Tamei. So even the first karban was born on a day which that day can't lead to a green light of teglachas, of shaving. And therefore that first karban doesn't count. It's as if it was brought too early. The Chachamim say, no, if he brought the first karban, he became Tamei afterwards, then bring the rest of his karbanas after he becomes Tahar. That's because the Chachamim hold that he has a heter to do teglachas after he brings the first karban. There's nothing wrong with the first karban. The first karban was on a day that he could do teglachas. Lamaisa, he can't bring the rest of the karbanas until he becomes Tahar. The Chachamim Taka said there was such a story by Miriam HaTarmoides, where she brought one karban, there was Zarek the Dam, she found out her daughter wasn't well. When she got there, her daughter had passed away. So she became Tamei, but the Chachamim said she does not lose her first karban. Rather, she should bring the rest of her karbanas when she becomes Tahar, and the first karban stays in place.